murder which is sweeping the eastern third of the nation is being committed by creatures who feast upon the flesh of their victims.
The world ended. Didn't you get the memo?
They're dead. And you're gonna be next.
Wake up. Time to die.
It's a full moon. Beware the moon. And stick to the road. Oops.
I vote we get back to the slaughtered lamb.
Yeah.
You never grow old, Michael. And you'll never die. But you must feed.
My own brother, a goddamn shit-up ambassador. Will you wait till Mom finds out, buddy?
Detail, I guess I forgot to mention. You die, you lose.
This is now the United States of
EMZT Radio. Sinister Sisters.
Welcome to another Sinister Sisters. I am Bane Hellborn with my sister,
Scorpio Girl. Whoop!
We had shots.
Shots.
I don't mean the kind with the needles.
Yes, you did.
No, I did.
Yes, she did.
No.
Yes. Part deuces!
Anyway, it's part two of our horror movie rules.
Where'd we leave off on?
The last one was about weapons. Use a big pointy stick.
Yes. With sharp things on the end of the pointy stick.
Yeah, because everything else will jam or break, or the electrical grid will go out.
Right.
Or it runs out of gas.
Right, so go caveman.
Go caveman.
Go caveman.
But even those can break, too.
Oh, come on!
Anyway.
If it's metal.
Anyway, this next one is important. If you're a female, never show your breasts. Easy women are expendable.
I beg to differ. If you've got it, flaunt it. Don't cover it, discover it. And you will get your way through any kind of horror film.
No. Doesn't always happen.
Well,
because the killer always has an issue with sex.
Right?
So
this isn't sex. This is like, you know, distraction. Like, ooh, boobies, testicles.
But one of those stupid, mutated serial killers with mommy issues, they see boobies, they immediately get a hard on, they don't know what to do with it. They have to kill the woman.
Whatever.
Yeah. Anyway.
I call shenanigans on that one. You got boobies, you flaunt them. You flaunt them, mama. Yes, flaunt them.
Now, we already covered this one about never camp or build homes on Indian burial grounds.
Right, you're just stupid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ask why the real estate is so cheap.
You don't even need to ask.
No,
really?
No.
That's just like opening a more can of worms of stupid.
Yep. If the phone lines are dead and you hear footsteps upstairs when you're supposed to be alone, don't follow the noise to see who your guest is. Leave immediately unless you really want to die.
This reminds me of something I posted a while back on Facebook that said, if you were in a house by yourself and you heard a fart, what do you do first? Run or giggle?
I giggle first.
Right, me too. I love a good fart joke. But
yeah.
Yeah,
what is it with all these people? They hear a noise, they know they're supposed to be alone, but let's go find out.
Yeah, let's investigate.
Let's go find out
really, it is. Really, you're supposed to, you're alone.
You know you're alone.
You know not to say hello, because,
the killer's going to say, it's just me in the kitchen, I'm going to get you a sandwich.
Right? Yeah. So basically, if you hear a noise and it's not you that made it,
just get out.
Just leave. Just be like, nope. I'm out. Peace.
And never pick up the phone and call for help. Chances are your phone will be dead, and next thing you'll see is the monster swinging some sort of sharp object.
Right, and don't pull out your cell phone to look for reception.
No.
You ain't gonna get it.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna get it.
Yeah.
Just get the fuck out and keep running. You know, just envision a white rabbit, and you're chasing it, and just run. Just chase that white rabbit.
Because
I don't care where it goes as long as it's away from the danger zone.
Yeah, that's the
thing. Get away from the danger zone and run the opposite direction.
That's just the thing. In these horror movies, never call for help in the house you're having issues with.
Right.
Yeah, just get out.
Right. Don't rely on technology in a horror film. That's probably the basis. We could probably knock out three quarters of these lists.
These rules
to the list of don't rely on technology.
Yeah.
It will fail. Because you're in a horror film, kids. Come on.
Somebody's got to die.
Right?
And it's save your own ass time.
Right? It's eat or be eaten.
Here's the other one. Your dog can take care of itself, and so can your spouse.
We already did that one.
And so can your kids. No, these are like three rules in a row. Oh, and here's the other one, the fourth one. Self-sacrifice is a bad idea, as the person you saved will eventually die.
Right.
So, yeah, horror movies, save your own ass.
Right, even the airlines tell you, when that oxygen mask drops, you cover yourself first, and then you worry about your loved ones. Yeah. I mean, I know it sounds kind of bad.
Cold-blooded,
but come on, if you don't have your wits about you, how the flip are you supposed to get through this? End of story.
Skeptics are always proved wrong in some horrible, nasty, painful way. Be a believer.
You know what? Here's the thing. If you have a skeptic in the group in your horror film that you call life... No, anyways. Sorry, couldn't resist. You make that skeptic prove you wrong. There's no way you should even entertain the thoughts of proving them wrong. You have the... You say, okay, yeah, you go into that dark closet, or you go to that basement, or you go upstairs, or you find out why shit's going down.
Those are the people you send to investigate the noises.
Right?
Yes.
Right? So all you other believers are like, see, we told them. Yeah. We told them. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, perfect. This one's perfect. If you're not a main character, suicide is quicker and easier way out.
Right? On your terms, bitch. On your terms.
Yeah. If
you know you're the token character in the movie,
you just might as well shoot yourself in the head.
Just go off script and ad-lib that shit.
Your plan takes into account all possible situations except for the one that actually occurs.
Right, and that's usually the last one you think of.
Or you don't think of.
It's usually the last one you think of or the first one you think of.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the not thinking of it. I think it's you've already thought about it, but you're like, oh, I'm good.
Yeah, no, no.
It's usually the first or the last.
Yeah. Oh, this is great. Don't be a smartass. It'll only get you killed.
Okay, hold up now. Hold up.
Who's one of the top three to die in a horror movie? Smartasses.
That would be me. My ass be smart.
No, actually, you'd be the first one dead.
Thank you. Because I'd be cutting jokes. I'm like, ha, 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 did you see that?
That and you're having sex and you're doing drugs and you're drinking. No, you're drinking. Yeah. See, you're dead.
Dude, go out in a flipping bang a blaze of flippin' glory in a horror film and spice that shit up. That's my advice from me to you. What you got?
Wait.
You even lost track.
No, because we covered that one already. You already said that earlier.
Right?
Okay. Never be present immediately before, during, or any time after a successful demon, devil, monster summoning.
All right, hold up. If there's anywhere in the senses of, hey, wouldn't it be fun to summon a demon, shoot that one in the head.
Yeah.
Seriously? Like, I mean, even a non-horror film, Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come. If you call it, it will answer. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's not like we're going to be like, oh, let's have a demon over for dinner and, like, have cocktails and shoot the breeze. Come on. What the hell do you think is supposed to happen in the company of a demon?
Yeah, duh.
Yes, so advice, again, shoot that one in the head that thinks that this would be oh so fun.
Yeah. People driven by vengeance always die.
Hmm. Okay. Technically, because they're usually the killer.
Or they're trying to kill the killer because that killer killed their family or something.
But have you noticed when you access your revenge evil side, you are a fucking rock star when your adrenaline starts pumping?
Yeah.
So that's kind of like an up in the air. Like, are you taking it way too far where you're actually the killer and you have some issues with yourself? Or do you need to access this resource to get through to the next scene or preferably the end of the movie?
Actually, these people always make it to the end of the movie, but then they die. So.
Well, usually because they get too cocky.
Yeah, that too.
Cocky.
Mentioning any goals in life, anything to look forward to, or any loved ones will get you killed.
See, right? Like that one movie when they were all trapped, that Psycho Girl, I think it was Thora Birch, where she...
Oh, the hole.
The hole, right? And they're all hungry. What do they start talking about? I want a cheeseburger. What happens? They all start dropping off like flies after that cheeseburger incident, because then their starvation kicked into double time because they're...
Because they're thinking about it.
They're thinking it about
it. And they're feeling it.
Right, right. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah, never make plans until the very end. Yeah. And then you're like, wow, I need a drink or something. I don't know. Yeah.
Never, under any circumstances, go to summer camp. But then there's all these horror movies. It's about summer camps.
Okay, I'll have to say, I'm sorry, Sleepaway Camp.
Oh, Sleepaway
Camp. All-time favorite.
Yeah.
All-time favorite. Yeah. So much to when I went to summer camp, I actually taught the campers that song, Oh, I'm a Happy Camper, because of that movie.
Yep.
Everybody thought I was cool, but I'm like, yeah, I'd kill you, and I'd kill you, and I'd kill you.
Yeah.
That's a good one. No, no, I'm sorry. I think I'd survive a summer camp. Movie.
Well, we'd be like Ted in Friday the 13th Part 2. He's at the bar.
Right.
He doesn't come back.
See?
He goes to the bar when all this is happening.
See, so. You're don't drink and don't have sex and don't, you know, have fun during a horror movie. I'll be like, where's the nearest shit-kicking bar?
Well, see, the bar was way away from camp.
Right.
So the killer didn't want to walk that far to kill him.
No, it's because the party was inside the camp. Yeah. He took it outside the camp.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck off, y'all. I'm getting a beer.
One of his fans, Stu Charno's fans, made a t-shirt for him that said, I'm still here.
Oh, Stu Charno. Yeah. That was some good times. I still have his signed autograph picture from just one of the guys.
Just one of the guys.
Yeah, that wasn't a horror film, by the way, but it's a great picture of him sniffing an armadillo's ass.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's signed.
Yeah, and I told him that was your favorite scene.
Yep.
Because I spent the weekend with him.
I know. That was fun. I was jealous.
Yeah. That was awesome. I was jealous. Okay. Puzzle boxes are hard to solve for a reason.
It didn't seem like it was too difficult, though. Watching the movies... All you're doing is you're, like, rubbing your finger over a circle, and it kind of does its own shit, so
that's where Kirsty said, remember in the recording for Hellraiser 2, that she said, the box wants to open, so it moves your fingers to open the box.
Right, but however, which one was that where she was trying to close it and was killing, or sending it back to hell?
That was the first one.
See, so, they're not really hard. They're kind of like a do-it-themselves kind of puzzle box.
Feel no guilt. Yeah.
That's kind of like good advice for just like everyday living your horror movie.
Yeah. See, the thing about horror movies is, it's funny, it's judgmental, but... It's
very judgmental.
See, the thing is, if you save your own ass, you'll make it, but you'll die somehow before the end. But if you save other people, you'll... make it part way, but you'll still get killed.
And you'll find out that you saved actually wrong people.
And then you save the wrong people. So so you're trying to be a good... if you try to be a good person in a horror movie, it gets you killed. You be an asshole in the movie and save your own ass and fuck everyone else, you still get killed. But you make it further in the movie.
Right. So. I think some of these rules were made just for us to talk about.
I think so.
Oh, no. I mean, guilt is a hard emotion, especially for those with more hormones in their bodies than others, but I don't know.
Or just extra baggage.
Right? Right? That's where you develop a drinking and drug habit, to devoid your guilt.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so moral of the story, drinking and drugs aren't so bad now, are they? In a horror movie.
They keep you from feeling guilt.
Right?
That won't get you killed.
And sometimes, at least you get a bit clever and witty. Yeah. So, fuck.
No, then you become the smartass, and then you get killed.
Right? It's never ending. It's never ending.
You girls watch out for those weirdos.
We are the weirdos, mister.
This is Lucan Wolf, and you're listening to EMZT Radio with your hosts, the Sinister Sisters.
You love midnight movies, don't you? But can you handle midnight movies 24 hours a day?
Your death will be indescribable.
Find out on Black Flag TV. The first viral television on the web, Black Flag TV is entirely dedicated to haunting horror, science fiction, and cult movies. Broadcasting live 24 hours a day, obscure independent movies and classic horror. Make Black Flag TV your sanctuary for the horror genre.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Visit us now, blackflag.tv.
Every time I turn the corner, feels just like I'm one.
abandonment causes serious deviant behavior. Certainly fucked you up. That made you have sex with a psychopath.
That's right. You gave it up. Now you're no longer a virgin. That virgin. Now you gotta die. Those are the rules.
Hey guys, this is Jules Marie, and you're listening to EMZT Radio.
If you throw away some possession of yours, antique dolls, ventriloquist dummies, or the such, and you find it again in your house, car, pocket, or etc., move to another country immediately. Of course, it will be waiting for you in the car as you go to leave.
Right?
So that's another cursed object.
Right, but even Toy Story, look at
possessed,
that.
possessed objects.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, though. I don't get why I'd say if you found of your...
No, if you throw away. If you throw these away.
Okay, so if you try and get rid of it and it comes back, fine.
Yeah. You leave the country, but then it'll be impossible because it's going to follow you anyway.
Right. That's where you, go to the nearest church. And just submerge it in holy water, holy water thing.
Isn't it funny? It is a store, because you can buy everything at a Catholic church.
Right? You can buy some salvation, too.
You can buy holy water, you can buy rosaries, you can buy Bibles.
You can
buy a priest to talk to you and give you advice and whatever.
Strip. What?
Yeah.
No, I'd say definitely if that happened, either drop it off in the holy water at your nearest local Catholic
church. Actually, you take it to the church and go, here you go.
Here you go. I got a present for you.
I just want you to have this.
I got a present for you.
Yeah. See, that would be the best way. Because then it's going to torment the church.
And the church will know how to get rid of it.
And the church
supposedly
might know how to get rid of it. Yeah.
Supposedly.
So there you go.
What?
If you try to run away, always take the bus. If you take a car, the monster will be in it. Cabbies are always demonically possessed. Monsters will be destroying any plane, boat you try to take. And if you go through dark underground stations to get onto a subway. Oh, and if you have to go through dark underground stations to get on a subway. So it's saying use public transportation except cabs.
Well, right, because buses, you never really see a horror movie with a...
bus breaking down.
Right. Well, no. I mean, people taking a bus in general. Here, let's take a bus and take triple the time to get to where we need to go.
Yeah.
But to blend into the masses? Oh, no, or no, 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 no.
Safety
no,
in numbers.
No. Jeepers Creepers. Ah! Yeah. Jeepers Creepers. Yeah. That was a bus.
No, okay. What it's saying
No. This is fucked. This is fucked because I totally annihilated it with Jeepers Creepers. So.
Yeah, okay.
End of story.
All right.
You blew it, list maker.
If you're a child, don't panic. Monsters only attack overly horny teenagers. Children cannot be killed in a movie, only possessed or absorbed. So cheer up!
What horror movie were we watching? Or what horror movie were we watching and they moved into this house?
Darkness.
No. It was something about the closet. And the neighbor befriended the friend of the. They moved into the they moved into the house where there was this huge, killing kind of thing, like a massacre thing, and it was it all had to do with a spirit or a demon that. Anyways, the sister started talking to one of the ghosts kind of thing, and the little girl's advice to her older brother, who was getting kind of like weirded out by some shit that was going down in his room. The advice from the little sister, who was like maybe 7, 8, was just make friends with it. That's what I did. That's how I'm going to stay safe. I'm like, what?
See?
So kids know. Kids know. Yeah. They know. What movie was that?
I'll have to think about it because I'm like, that sounds familiar.
Right?
If you see a loved one you know to be dead, run away. Many people ignore this bit of common sense, but remember, you can always buy a new pet, always have more kids, and always get a new spouse.
Shit. It's right.
That's still right up there with save your own ass.
It is. I mean, it's not Pet Cemetery kind of vibe, but it's going towards that kind of vibe. Yeah. However, it is true. If you know your loved one to be dead,
You went to the funeral, got the ashes.
You went to the funeral, you had the ashes, yeah. You saw them in the casket, getting lowered down into the ground. If you know this all to be true, what the hell are you thinking that, oh, let me give it a hug? Yeah. Like, really?
Yeah, no.
Like, really?
Yeah, no, no, no.
It ain't your baby.
If you're being chased by a monster and you find one of your friends and they ask, what's wrong? Don't stop and try to explain. Just tell them to run as you go by. If they're really your friend, they'll follow. If not, that's their tough luck.
Right. And especially if you're a friend that knows that your friend is not a runner by, like, trade or for fun, and you see their happy ass running, seriously, that's gonna say all in its own.
Right.
Like, wait, my friend doesn't run, but they're running like a fool. Chase. Go. Well,
yeah, but most people in these movies, they always question.
Right. Right.
You know what? You question it, that's, you're dead.
Right. Just, that's another one of the don't feel guilty for. Just keep running, because you know you're trying to save your own ass, and if they can't get the hint when you scream out run, yeah, tough luck.
Tough luck. You can get more friends.
Right. You can get more friends. There's one coming off a bus.
And unfriend that one off of Facebook, because he's too stupid to save himself.
Uh-oh. We're unfriending. We're blocking.
There's a formula to it. A very simple formula. Everybody's a suspect.
Hey, this is Karen Stever, and you are listening to EMZT Radio.
Just
Circumstances say, I'll be right back, because you won't be back.
You are listening to EMZT Radio. Come and let your ears bleed.
If you should easily enter a home that you've either heard a scream from, or there is no sign of life where there should be, do not be surprised to find that all means of escape, doors, windows, etc., will be locked, effectively allowing the monster to come within a gnat's hair to you.
Gnat's hair.
Saying it's this close.
Right. No, I thought of other images other than saying gnat's hair.
No, that's pretty accurate because then they're right here.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
yeah. If you hear, if you're going by a house, you hear a scream, yeah, don't go in.
Well, what did you do last night? You said something about last night you heard a high-pitched squeal and you jump on the phone. Was it you? Did you do that?
Oh, yeah. Because it sounded like screaming. I thought Little Boom Doom did it because he was playing a video game. He was being loud. He said he didn't scream. And then I heard it again outside. And so I called our neighbor across the street. And he said he didn't do it. He said if he wanted to call, he wanted to call us, he wouldn't whistle. So I heard it again. And it was some other neighbor down the street. But it was just, you hear a noise. I did not go outside to investigate.
See?
I did not go outside to investigate.
There we go.
No, I looked out the window. That's about as far as I did investigating.
Right?
Yeah. Right. No. No, you hear a scream coming from a house. You just happen to be walking by. Just keep walking.
Yeah. Anytime I hear a scream or children laughing or anything like that, I'm either hiding under the covers or I'm like getting far away from the scene because that always entails bad times.
And certain death.
And certain death, but usually bad times.
If you should run across one of the escape ropes from the previous rule that is made of glass, do not waste time pounding on it. Just break it!
Right. Okay, remember, so we're breaking through window or something?
Remember, a cut-up hand is better than a chest wound. Yeah.
My chest wound's faster.
Yeah, because what happens when people, they go to a window and they're trying to get somebody's attention from the window. They're banging on the window. No. The people outside are not going to hear you. Just grab a chair, grab something heavy, and bust through it to get out. Okay, I was going to say, we already covered things about animals.
Okay.
Look, there's dogs, cats, birds. Oh, here we go. Religious. Okay. If you're even somewhat religious, become an atheist immediately. Otherwise, monsters will invariably seek you out, gloat in defiance of your weak faith, and say mean things about your deity. Okay. All right. What do we say about that?
I think we'd have to be slightly religious to be offended.
Yeah, I'm not even offended by that, because it's true. You can't have any... Well, that's not true.
I mean, I'm even to the point where when people talk shit about my mom, I'm like, ew, instead of, say something one more time about my mother.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, seriously, like, shit-talking really doesn't...
Especially from the religious side.
It's just background noise. So,
yeah, that's the demon monster saying you have weak faith. Who cares?
Right?
Yeah, well, this hurts. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true that, even if you don't believe in something, something will believe in you.
Yeah.
What movie did I get that from? Wasn't there a movie line where it's all, just because you don't believe in the devil doesn't mean the devil doesn't believe in you? Is that like Batman or something?
Or Supernatural.
Oh.
Something.
I don't know. That, to me, I think we'd have to be slightly religious to become offended.
Okay, yeah, because I'm not offended by that.
I mean, I
think we'll also survive the movie because we're not that religious.
Right? Right? Anyways.
Whenever a strange weapon is presented, a harpoon gun, flare gun, can opener, take it. If you don't, the monster will, and sooner or later, the weapon will be used. Better you use it than the monster.
Right? Oh my gosh, this reminds me of the video game Dead Rising that I played with someone, and you could craft these, like, strange weapons to kill the hordes of zombies that's just the game. It was hordes of zombies, and you were just killing zombies all over the place. But I remember we crafted, like, I sat down in the wheelchair and my gaming buddy pushed me around in the wheelchair where I had like a lawnmower. I was just like,
nice. Yeah.
I mean, it just, get creative. Get creative with your non-electrical sturdy weapons.
Yeah.
Especially a harpoon gun, although a harpoon gun is like a one-time thing.
Unless you take the harpoon out and use that as a spear.
Yeah, but who's going to have that time when running, hiding, dodging,
That's what it's saying. If there is a weapon presented, even if it's a one shot, still pick it up and use it.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And when in doubt, just make them up.
Make them up.
Get creative. Like nail spikes, like Wolverine style with duct tape and nail spikes.
Ooh, yeah. to punch. Yeah, put it with duct tape on your hands. Right. Punch people with it. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Dude.
Yeah. Shit.
Now, there's this also. If you find a lot of dead people walking around, running around, making zombies out of the living, kill yourself immediately. There is no happiness to be found when you're being eaten alive. Plus, if the world is taken over by zombies, that's not going to be much of a life. Because you're going to be scrounging for food all the time. You got to be fighting those things all the time. Just the collapse of civilization. It's just not going to be worth living anymore. Right?
I guess.
What do you think?
I don't know. I hate zombies. So okay. I probably want to... If there's a zombie on this planet, I probably don't want to be on here anymore. So.
Okay. A single monster can never be killed. Multiple monsters can never be driven to extinction. Therefore, try to get one kind to go after the other. Oh.
Yeah, but who's to say, in The Gates? Remember when they kill and it, branched off into many little...
Minions?
Yeah. Yeah, no. I say, yeah. No, when you're killing a monster, good luck. I don't know what to say to that.
Yeah.
You have to use every kind of wit about you and weapon around just to figure out what can penetrate it, let alone...
But that was true. What was that movie we saw where there was one monster that they thought, and at the end there turned out to be a whole species of them? So they thought they were doing good when they killed one, and they were stuck in the church... And on the outside were all these monsters coming to them.
Yeah, I wasn't around for that one.
Oh, shoot. Anyway.
That movie.
So, yeah. I gotta find that movie.
Well, dude, yeah,
see,
because...
That's the thing.
Monsters reproduce, too.
Just because you see one doesn't mean there isn't more.
Right?
Because monsters reproduce faster than rabbits.
Right? Because while you stupid humans are not having sex, the monsters are.
Oh, plus, they also kidnap humans and have sex with them and make babies.
Or just put a face hugger on them and ingest them with an egg.
Okay, well, we'll see. That's still sex because they're sticking their dick down your throat to stick an egg in your chest. Yes, I go there.
I was just going to say, someone that never goes there.
I go
just
there.
Went there. And I'm speechless. There. I'm so speechless. Oh my god, Bane. Holy shit, you just blew my mind right now.
Woo! I don't get to do that often.
Right? Especially when it comes to that. Dang.
Oh, when you fight a monster, use fire, electricity, or acid whenever possible. Preferably, use all of the above and an atom bomb. Yeah, because monsters cannot be killed. That's what it said. Single monster cannot be killed. So, okay. Right. But all atomic weapons can cause normal creatures to grow huge and carnivorous.
I was just going to say, let me pull this atom bomb out of my ass.
As do all chemical...
Because I've got ready access to it.
All genetic experiments will create humanoid mutants, whether or not human primate DNA is used, with big teeth and claws and a tough hide impervious to bullets. Never play God and try your hand at gene splice. Oh, well, that was their earlier thing.
Oh, no, what was that movie? That movie where that archaeologist sent a box back to
the relic.
Museum.
Relic.
See? And it was morphosizing every time the monster came in contact with something. It was morphing.
Well, because it had to eat the hypothalamus out of people. But the virus that started it had animal DNA,
plant DNA,
insect DNA,
right?
And human DNA,
right?
So it was always mutating because it had to eat all the hypothalamus to keep it going.
But because every time it mutated, it just got one more strength,
one more thing. Yeah, yeah. But that was from our earlier part one about scientists don't fuck with DNA recombinant genes unless you know what the hell you're doing.
Right, and they never do.
And they never
do. I'm sorry, scientists. Y'all just need to take it down a notch.
Always make eye shots whenever possible, as all monsters ignore chest and limb attacks. If you hit the eye of the monster, will be blinded for a while. Maybe if you're real lucky, and if the creature even has any eyes to shoot in the first place.
I was just going to say, for all those gamers out there.
Headshots.
Well, not just that, but the monsters usually have to hit some eye or the limbs.
Well, see, that's the thing. It'll ignore chest and limb attacks.
Right? So access your inner gamer.
Aim for the face.
Face and limbs.
Right. this is a good one. This is from Scream. Never, ever, ever say you'll be right back, because you won't be, quoting Randy.
Right? Oh, I remember that. Except if you're the bad guy and you say I'll be back, you definitely come back.
Yeah.
And there's a movie called Sometimes They Come Back.
Sometimes They Come Back.
Which but is they about never, the bad guys.
But they never say they'll be right back.
Right?
You just know they'll be back, because number one, they're demons.
Right. So, if I don't come back in 5 minutes, live your life without me. You'll be just fine. Not really, but kind of.
If you go to a little town and the people are foaming at the mouth, leave at once.
Right? Just do a drive-by, man. Just drive right through that town. I'm sure you'll be out of town in like 10 minutes.
Oh, wasn't that the movie Rabid? David Cronenberg movie.
Okay, David Cronenberg, that's all you have to say.
David Cronenberg, Rabid, where people were getting the rabies, sort of a rabies mutated virus, and they were always foaming at the mouth. Yeah, you see that? It's not a good sign.
Yeah, it's not normal. Like, You really don't walk down the street with seeing people foam at the mouth. It's not normal.
That, and plus they'll chase your ass.
Right? Right?
Because they want to bite you and pass this virus on.
Right? That's why I it makes me like a little bit upset of those movies where something, they just show you a scene of something horrible, and in the next scene, some new character will come up and ask the person that just went through this horrible mess, like, so what's going on? And they reply, oh, nothing. Oh, darkness!
Right.
Right?
Right.
Anna Paquin's character, she went through this weird ghost thing, and then her mom and dad come in, hey, how's it going? Oh, just fine. Wait, no, it wasn't! I'm scared. You lived it in this movie. I'm scared. Nothing's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, that movie made me so flippin' pissed off.
Yeah.
Because I was always saying that. No, it's not fine.
It's not fine.
Everything's not all right.
Well, that's the thing. She tried convincing them before, and they wouldn't listen. So she just flipped the other way.
And said,
everything's fine. We're all okay. Not really. The end of the world is coming, but who cares? Everything's fine.
The nothingness. The darkness. It's tricked you.
Okay. Women in horror movies never wear bras. If you're a woman in a horror movie, don't bother with a bra. Actually, men, please refrain from wearing bras also.
At this point, what's the use of a bra? Seriously, I mean, boob malfunctions, it's too tight.
Well, and plus,
you can run freer, you could think faster without a bra.
The killer is always grabbing at the shirt, so the bras are the first to go on the women.
No, I just feel like if your boobies are free, you're pretty much can think faster and run faster and more maneuverable. I'm really against the bra. Really am against the bra. So women, if you're in a horror film, just strip right there. Just take the bra off right there, and then you will be like, I got this. All the way to the end of the film.
Oh, yeah. And in Valentine, this is where he was saying about, they're saying about men refrain from wearing bras. The one creepy neighbor of Kate was in her room wearing her undergarments, and the killer went and killed him. So that's where it was saying, please refrain from wearing bras. Because his brother, I'm not well. No kidding! You're in a horror movie, you're putting on women's underwear. Not the good time to do it.
Well,
plus, you know, it gets you killed. So anyway. Hey. Ah, remember, okay, this is also from Scream. If you're making a sequel, remember, the death count is always higher. That was one of the rules to a
sequel.
That
was, right?
Death count has to be higher. Carnage candy, as Randy said.
Right.
Because it has to. It's a sequel. It has to double or triple the body count from the first movie.
And not make as much sense as the first movie either.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. It's just all about killing.
Right. Yeah. Right.
If being chased by a psycho killer, never ever run up the stairs because you won't make it and proceed
through one of the doors to get help. Proceed
through one of the doors to get help. Okay. That was also in Scream.
Here's the thing.
Because she said that it's insulting that the woman's not running out the front door. She's going up the stairs.
Right? Because what comes up must come down. There's like no more up to go. Once you're up, you're up.
And unless...
Like, what are you going to do? Jump out a window?
Jump out the window and break your legs and your neck.
Right?
Yeah.
So, come on, people. If you're on the ground floor and there's access out, window, door, take it.
On the first floor.
On the first floor.
On the first floor.
I did say that. Ground level.
Yeah, ground level. Yeah, on the first floor. Well, if people didn't get the ground
Oh, sorry for that demographic. Sorry about it.
If there's ever any question that your significant other might be the killer, don't wonder. They are. Scream. Scream. Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of hard to have a lover in a...
This rule only applies if another character does not have a crush on you.
What?
So if...
No, I get it, but it's just really hard. Like, having any kind of love interest in a horror film just does not fit the genre.
Well, plus it's always short-lived.
It is short-lived because either they're cheating or killing or getting killed, so it's kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So when you go into a horror film, go single.
You have to.
If you want to live and get to the sequel, fuck, that's my goal.
If you ever learn that your parents have assisted in killing any serial killer, rapist, etc., disown them and move very far away. And no, never come back to your hometown.
You can't. You can't, though. You can't, because Freddy came to them in their dreams, so it's not like you can escape that.
Well, but see, Nancy, she was on that Hypnosil drug, so she didn't have to come back. And he couldn't get her in her dreams, because she was blocking him. So.
Right, but still... What's another movie I'm thinking of? Oh, never mind. That's Rosemary's Baby. Never mind. I don't know. If you find out your parents had some shady past, could you ever really get away from that without it? Because that quote, sins of the father will always be revisited on the son.
Yeah.
You're fucked. Unless you're a fucker too, then fucking A.
Then you get it. You get what you deserve.
Right? You get so, what you deserve. I mean, basically you're fucked if that happens. I'm sorry about it, but... There's no way out of that, in my book.
If you ever find yourself in a secluded house and you start receiving strange phone calls, get in the car and leave.
Oh my god, what movie was that? I remember watching a movie where the neighbor, they moved to some secluded area and the phone kept ringing, but there was no phone service. And then it was played off that the neighbor had a phone, but when she met the neighbor's like, we don't have phone service. So this phone calling terrorized her. And
right. It says baby shitters. Shots!
Men down.
Babysitters. Should kindly observe this rule, because that was, what was it? When a stranger calls back, it was all about the babysitters getting terrorized, because that's the urban legend about, have you checked the children? Or whatever. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, see that. Phone calls in a place that has no phone service.
Right.
No phone service whatsoever.
Here. Yeah, get out. What you do is you just put your hand over your ears, go la 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 la.
Or wear earplugs.
I can't hear you. Because no matter if you rip that phone out of the wall or whatever, you're always going to find it unplugged.
Wasn't
already.
It alter? Alter. The phone in the study, she thought had service, and the guy's like, we didn't hook up the phone.
I don't know what movie it was.
That was Alter.
Oh, okay.
I'm telling you, because somebody kept calling her. Right. Anyway. Oh, well, we talked about this too. Never sign on to be the bad guy's henchman. Even if he survives, the hero or heroine will eventually manage to knock you off.
Well, right, because you're just part of the other team.
Yeah.
I mean, you're just another opponent to be dealt with.
Mm-hmm. And the list still goes on, but we're going to have to make this a part three. The shots are kicking in.
No, this is just too fun to make it in one episode.
I spent 8 years trying to reach him, and then another 7 trying to keep him locked up because I realized that what was living behind that boy's eyes was purely and simply evil.
And let me give you some advice. When you leave a man for dead, make sure he's really dead.
Red Rum! Red Rum! Red Rum!
Is he back home? I'm a murderer. I'm a freak. But here, among the monsters, I'm normal. I like it here. I want to stay.
Oh, great, Valium. Not only will we be able to get to sleep, but if we're attacked in the middle of the night, we won't even care.